Hey-ya! Hey guys, welcome to another Tokyo Munchies podcast, and this is going to be a quick stop Tokyo Munchies podcast because we're not in Tokyo. We're here in Australia, the land of the rolling brown plains, sunburnt country, and literally a burnt country right now due to the terrible fires that we've got going on down here. It's a terrible thing, you've probably seen it all over the news, all over the internet, but that's life, and out of terrible things, good things happen, like beautiful singer, actress Pink donating $500,000 to the bushfire charities here in Australia. Nicole Kidman and her husband also donated $500,000. Celebrities and sports people over the world are getting behind us and giving us donations, giving us support when we need it the most, because it really is a terrible thing. I live in Tokyo full time pretty much, and I'm just here in Australia for my 40th birthday. And wow, man, what a blast. 40 years, they go so fast. But it's nice to be home. It's nice to be out of the hustle and bustle of the city and be back in this big rainforest. There's so much going on over here. There's a couple of bush turkeys over there. G'day, guys. Yeah, don't touch my phone. There's some kangaroos over there. That looks like a snake. Could be a possum. No, that's a snake. But yeah, so this is going to be a quick stop podcast because we're not in Tokyo. We're in Queensland, the Sunshine Coast, in Yamundi. Yamundi is home of the famous Yamundi markets, which nobody knows about, so it's not really famous, but this is my hometown. So I just wanted to say a quick hello, Happy New Year's to everybody. Welcome 2020 in with a bang. It's going to be a cracker of a year. So let's go into some quick things. Now we're going to skip the Japan news because I'm in the middle of nowhere in a rainforest. I don't have much internet reception. We'll go to the Australian news instead. News number one, Australia's on fire. News number two, Australia's on fire. News number three, Australians doing pretty good at tennis right now. And yeah, that's the Australian news. We'll go into the Australian weather and then we'll go for a quick commercial break. The weather wise in Australia, it is hot. It's a lovely 29 to 30 degrees today. Blue skies as far as the eye can see. Chance of precipitation late in the week, I think, starting on Sunday, which is good because my 40th birthday party will be Saturday night. Be in the pool, someone will get naked, something will happen for sure. And that's the Australian weather. We'll go for a quick commercial break and then we'll come back with some Japanese candy. Quick shout out to our sponsors and the companies, and we'll see you after this. Yeah, g'day guys, this is Pete down here in Oz for Pete's Potato Plantations. Just thought I'd have a bit of a shout out to tokyomunchies.tikdale.com. Lads have been pretty nice to me. They rejected my offer for a large bag of spuds to be sent up to them because they seem to have quite a decent quality of them in their garden right now, so that's all good. But yeah, they in turn they sent me a box of Tokyo Munchies down here to land down under the sunburned country, and it was lovely. You got a box of candies and stuff. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's gonna be great for the kids when they get home from school. They're gonna have a big box of candy to dive into and have a good time. Anyway, so this is Pete from Pete's Potato Plantations down here in Oz, giving a big shout out and much love to Tokyo Munchies at tokyomunchies.tikdale.com. I don't know what is that, a go out? I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, thanks guys, see ya. And after that, thank you, Pete. That was lovely to hear from you again, my friend. Actually, as I said earlier, we're down here in Oz. So I'm gonna go for a drive over to your plantation tomorrow and check it out and see how your spuds are going. Actually, I'm just gonna say a bad joke then, but I'm gonna control myself. But yeah, if you're ever down in Oz, drop by Pete's Potato Plantations and check out his potatoes. He's got some spectacular spuds. Lovely bloke too. So as we continue into this podcast, we're going to talk about the munchies because that's what we're here for. If you have a chance to check out the new store, you can find the links on our Facebook page and our Twitter and Instagram. We're getting there, guys. We've got a lot of stuff up there. I'll be working on getting all the Kit Kats back up on there, all the Japanese exclusive Kit Kats, which are just to die for. They've got the butter, the special butter Kit Kats. We've got them back in stock. The special maples Kit Kats are back in stock. The Molsons are going to be back. Some other new stuff will be back. I found a new sake Kit Kat, Nihon Shu one. I'm going to get that up there. So please drop by and check out the shop. I want to talk about Omei balls because right now I have 90 Omei balls. I'm making some mixed bags up for you good customers out there. So like Omei balls, these mixed bags are going to be cheese, vegetables, salad, salami, natto, Omei balls. It's going to be a plethora of Omei balls. In case you're not familiar with the Omei ball, it's a 5 to 6 inch long corn puff stick. And it comes in maybe 10 to 12 different flavors, and they're just awesome to munch on. Once you munch them, you just don't want to keep munching them. They're just really hard to stop eating. They're great. So check out our shop and get some Omei ball and stay tuned for the Kit Kats. They're coming really soon. I want to wrap this up really quickly because I'm in Oz and I want to enjoy being outside the koalas. So drop by our other store at Ten Sucker Sports. That is our clothing brand, our sports clothing wear, released directly from Tokyo. We've started this brand with the ethos of promoting a healthy and active lifestyle through sports and diversity. So check it out, guys. Grab a t-shirt, tell us what you think. Grab a hat, get a hat and a t-shirt. Go and check it out. We got Nike backpacks up there from Ten Sucker Sports. We got Wilson golf balls. We've got Penn tennis balls. Lots of cool stuff up there happening. Also, drop by our favorites, the Japan Ramen Box, guys. Go check out japanramenbox.com and subscribe to one of the plans. If you subscribe to one of the small plans, regular plans, or family size plans, now up until the 31st of January, you have a chance of winning a Banpresto Pikachu plush toy. All you have to do is subscribe to one of our plans, go to our Twitter account, or Twitter page, Instagram page, or Facebook page, and type Pick Me. At January 31st, we'll go through and we'll check who wrote Pick Me on those sites, we'll check it with who subscribed, and we're going to randomly choose one of you awesome people, and we're going to send you the Pikachu plush toy. I'm going to chuck in some Japanese candy too, just because that's what we like to do. So check out Tokyo Munchies, our new shop. Check out Ten Sucker Sports, our clothing line, and check out japanramenbox.com. Also, shout out to our great friends of the Critical Thinking Podcast. They're still doing their thing over there in Texas. My other great friend, the Man Brain Podcast. He's a legend. And also, the Nerd with the Phone. So, this is Kyle from Tokyo Munchies, and you know what I'm about to say. If you got the munchies, we've got the munchies. TokyoMunchies.com. This is Kyle signing off. Get some.